It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, Jim, glad to see you. Yes, I'm putting on my lab coat today because we're going to do a little work. But first of all, play shoes. Or work shoes, whatever you'd like to call them. Did you have a good night last night? Good. The tying of the shoes. You coming pretty well with your tying? It comes, but very slowly. Oh, yes, took me a long time to learn how to tie. First, I used to go like this and then like this and get them all around, and then I'd, oh. But then after a while, I learned to do it very slowly and go like that and make the bows. It's all a matter of practice. Yeah. Come on over on the floor with me. Almost got this together for you, but not quite. This doll is asleep and needs her bed. You stay right there and I'll get the screwdriver that I need. Mm-hmm. A little carpentry work today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see, I think this goes in here. That'll be the bottom of the bed. There. Did you ever have somebody put together a toy for you? Who does a lot of the carpentry work in your family? Some mothers do, I know. Often dads do. Mm-hmm. And boys would often like to be just like them. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be just like my dad. He's handsome and he's keen. He knows just how to drive the car and buy the gasoline. And mommy likes the things he does, the way he looks, and gee, I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. There. Now, this is the mattress for the bed. And we'll just call this the sheet. I know some girls who play with beds and dolls long, long times. Mm-hmm. And they make the bed so well. They're practicing, of course. And they'll know what it's like to be a mummy after a while. There's that. Would you like to be like your mom sometime? I'd like to be just like my mom. She's pretty and she's nice. She knows just how to make the beds and cook things out of rice. And Daddy likes the things she does, the way she looks. And gee, I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me.
Baby's ready for the bed.
Yeah.
Ready to go in? Okay. Baby in the bed. Oh, I forgot your special toy. This is this baby's very special toy. Little animal. Likes to have it to sleep with all the time. There. Do you have a special toy that you sleep with? Some sort of a special animal? Or a special pillow or something? Do you? What'd you say? Oh! Picture, picture. Hi. Picture, picture's just saying my name over and over again. Mr. Rogers, Mr. Rogers. Yes, what would you like, picture, picture? Would you like to show us something? A fast bed maker. Well, I know I didn't make that very fast, that little bed, but you have a picture of somebody making a bed fast? Let's see that. A fast bed maker. Oh, my, that lady must have had a lot of practice. Quick. Could we see that once more? Would you like to see that? This time, backwards. Sure, that might be fun, picture, picture. Let's see it backwards, all right? This time it'll get unmade, I guess. Oh, look, the lady's, she walked in backwards. Oh, look at that. Look at the sheet. Oh. Well, the bed's all unmade because you did it backwards. That is really funny. Yeah, I should say. Do you have anything else to say to us, picture, picture? Do you? Once more? I don't think we need to see it once more, do you? No, we know that the lady can do it. Yeah, we know that she can do it forwards and backwards. You have lots and lots of pictures in your two frames, picture, picture. Who do you suppose that is? I guess maybe we should get to the telescope right now, don't you? All right, thanks for the hint, picture, picture. Neighborhood of make-believe, it must be time if picture, picture thinks so. Let's look and see. There it is. Daniel's clock. And the museum go-round. Texas tree in Henrietta's house, and the factory, and there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. Charlie, how are you today? Good, I'm glad to see you. You know, some of my friends think you are just the greatest. I was just wondering if you could show us how fast you could go, just over to there and back. Good for you. How about once more, just a little further, and then right back. Trolley, you are great. Well, we'd like to go with you to the neighborhood of make-believe if you'd take us now. Thank you.
No, oh no, no, no. Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine, this is my favorite pillow.
But I like it too, Edgar.
But I sleep with it every night.
But it has a bird on it, and I'm the one who's interested in birds.
But it's my pillow.
But I'm going to take it.
But it's my favorite pillow.
But I'm going to take it.
Help, help, someone help. Help, help, someone help.
Is someone in trouble?
Oh, no. No one's in trouble here, dear.
But I thought I heard a cry for help.
It was I, dear nurse. It was I who called.
Oh, what's wrong, Edgar?
Oh, nothing's wrong. Edgar just wasn't too
anxious.
Isn't
that your bird pillow, Edgar?
Well,
yes, it is, nurse. It is.
And that's why I wanted it. Edgar just wasn't too anxious for me to take his pillow. But I want it because I'm interested in birds.
Well, that may be so, Lady Elaine. But that is Edgar's special soft pillow that he sleeps with every night.
Well, I'll just get him another one.
I don't want another one.
You just can't share, Edgar. You just can't share. That's all there is to it.
No, Lady Elaine. Edgar just can't share his special pillow. There are some things we shouldn't be expected to share. And his soft pillow is one of them.
Oh, you spoil sport. I'll get it someday. Someday I'll snatch that bird pillow from its royal roost. Someday. Toot, toot.
I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed, Nurse Miller. I'm sorry to have bothered anyone with this.
Edgar, a special pillow or a special toy, a little snuggle, or even an extra little kiss are all things that everybody needs once in a while. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad at night. You even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people sometimes feel like this.
Thank you, dear Nurse Miller. Oh, thank you very much. I thank you, dear Nurse Miller. I thank you very much.
forget to put it in a safe place. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want.
Glad to see you. Were you just strolling along?
Yes, I was.
Have you been checking up anybody today?
Well, I was going to go on my rounds, and all of a sudden I heard a cry for help. And do you know who it was?
Who was it?
Edgar.
Edgar Cook, is something wrong with him?
Well, not really something wrong with him, but Lady Elaine Fairchild has been after his special soft pillow that he sleeps with every night.
You don't mean the one with the bird on it?
The one with the bird on it.
Oh, Lady Elaine, imagine her doing that. Oh, gee, have you seen
my new... Is there anything wrong?
No.
Is there anything wrong with you?
No, it's just a new stripe that I have.
You have a new stripe? Where did you get that?
Well, it just kind of grew.
Oh, well, do you know something?
What?
You're growing just like Tadpole Frog.
Well, you know, it's just kind of, every time you get an extra stripe, it gets so scratchy and itchy. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day. But somehow things you like to remember are often put away. And sometimes you wonder over and over if you should stay inside when you enjoy a younger toy you never need to hide. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things yesterday, for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny. Doesn't matter how old you are.
You're
sometimes
right.
You'd rather play with a younger toy or have that pillow that you just thought was so very soft. I bet Edgar was a little embarrassed about wanting to keep it, wasn't he?
Well, he shouldn't be, because everybody needs something to hold on to lots of times.
Do you ever have anything?
Well, as a matter of fact, now that you ask me, I have a very special friend of mine. It's a little boy. And every time I go away, he gives me a little tiny donkey to take with me, and he thinks I should sleep with it.
A little donkey? Is it like Don Quixote?
Well, I would say perhaps it was a younger brother of Don Quixote's, because he's only a little fellow about this high, and he's green.
Just a tiny one?
Just a little tiny one, yeah. With a funny little tail on it.
You know, I wonder if Lady Elaine has something like that. I mean, if she was trying to get Edgar's pillow...
I never thought of that.
Maybe Lady Elaine needs something for herself.
Maybe she does, Daniel.
Yeah, I think I'll just see about that. Maybe I can help some on that score by at least by tomorrow.
Oh, I think you will.
Thanks for coming by, nurse.
You're welcome.
That was important talk.
It certainly was. Bye-bye, Daniel Striped Tiger.
Sure is important talk, just the way Daniel said. I guess Lady Elaine really did need something if she was pulling Edgar's pillow away from him. But it can't be Edgar's special pillow. No, he shouldn't be expected to share that. But wouldn't you know that Daniel would think of Lady Elaine? He'll probably find something for her. Neighborhood of make-believe. It's good to visit there, isn't it? See our plant? It's coming right along. You're getting used to your new home, aren't you? Right. These are the outside clothes for the doll. Wait, maybe we'll just see if the doll isn't awake. Not quite. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. And there's your special toy with you. That's the back doorbell. Let's go see who's there. Anybody at the back door?
Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, how are you?
I'm very busy today, but I just stopped over to see if you know who belongs to this floppy little bear, Mr. Rogers. Do you know?
Why, Mr. McFeely, this looks like Becky's bear.
Becky's? Well, I'll take it right on over to her, Mr. Rogers. They live in number 27, don't they, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, they do. It'd probably be better to go the front door. Oh, boy, where did you find this?
Well, I was making my deliveries, Mr. Rogers. I found it, so I thought I'd better bring it to you to see if you knew whose it was, because I sure didn't, Mr. Rogers. Now, if you'll just give it to me, I'll just go right out the front door there. Is that the best way?
It is.
Number 27, you say. Well,
it
I'll
is.
Just pop on over there, Mr. Rogers, because I'm sure this is her favorite toy. Is that right, Mr. Rogers?
Yes,
I think so. I bet it is. Well, I'll just
you can't
this...
stay, Mr.
Oh,
McFeely.
No, no, no. Very busy today, Mr. Rogers. Very busy, but I'll see you around the neighborhood. Bye-bye, yes. Mr. Rogers, and thank you.
Wish you could. Bye-bye. Thank you for finding Becky's special toy. Mr. McFeely is always in such a hurry, isn't he? Sometimes I wish he could stay. Yeah, I wanted to show him this. Miss Dolly. Let's wake her up and take her to the kitchen. And wash her face. Do you ever do that first thing in the morning? Wash your face? I do. There. There you go. Bright and awake. Now we'll take off this night robe and put on the outside clothes so you can be ready to go outside just the way Mr. McFeely did. Let me see now. You girls would be a lot better at this than I am. But boys have to learn how to take care of babies too. Yep. Because dads help to take care of babies. Sometimes mothers work. And the fathers help take care of the babies. Some mothers have very interesting jobs. Just like dads. And they usually have jobs because they care about you. There. Up you go. There's your special toy. I borrowed this.
Mm-hmm.
I borrow a lot of things that I bring to show you. Yeah. From my friends. And then I take them back. That's what you do when you borrow things. Right. Gee, our visits go quickly. It's almost time to go. But you know when we'll be together. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Sing with me, would you? Bum 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 bum. Tomorrow, tomorrow, soon will be tomorrow. Bum 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 bum. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You sure make it always a special day. You certainly do. Some things you just don't need to share, right? See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.